Well, as you say, I haven't seen the detail of the report, so I can't comment on the detail. I think the truth is that everybody failed, in a sense, in the end of the Sri Lankan conflict, because the Sri Lankan government would absolutely determine to finish off the LTTE, whatever it may cost, including the cost of civilian lives. And they were not prepared to let anybody stop them. The UN was not able to do that, and none of the world powers was able to do that either. In fact, none of the world powers had the wish to do that particularly, because it was such a difficult situation. So I think the idea that the UN is uniquely responsible for something is not one I can easily accept. There were some very difficult decisions we had to take at the time, some very difficult dilemmas we faced. We took the decisions we did. They can be criticized. They can be accepted. But the idea that if we behaved differently, the Sri Lankan government would have behaved differently, I think is not one that's easy to reconcile with the reality at the time.
I think the criticism from this report is not that the UN was uniquely responsible, as you put it, but rather that the UN failed to understand its mandate and failed to live up to its responsibility to protect those civilians who lost their lives in tens of thousands. The wording of the report is that the UN officials on the ground simply did not perceive the prevention of the killing of civilians as their responsibility. That sounds like a grave dereliction of duty.
Well, it's not the judgment I can easily accept, to be honest with you. I think everyone was very aware at the time, both on the ground in New York, of the horror of what was happening and the fact that civilians were dying by the thousands. And we were trying to do our best to mitigate that in every way we could by talking to the Sri Lankan government privately in very tough terms and publicly making clear we knew what was happening, both on the LTT side and on the government side. And we were also trying to do what we could to make sure that we could help the civilians who escaped from the killing zones. And therefore, we wanted to stay in the country.
But the report,
now, the accusation is that we made a sort of unacceptable trade-off between wanting to stay on and not speaking out publicly. But I don't think that's actually fair. We made very clear publicly the reality of what was going on, including the fact that many, many civilians were being killed, even if at a certain stage we stopped giving exact figures because we couldn't be sure what they were.
And yet the report disagrees with that reading of events, because it says that the UN didn't single out the government for criticism. It explained at the time it was because certain accusations couldn't be verified, and yet the report says actually they could have been, they were verified to a very high standard. And the problem from the UN, from the top, was that perhaps you were a little bit too even-handed about laying the blame on who was responsible for these mass deaths.
Well, again, I think we tried to be absolutely clear about where the responsibility lay. It lay partly with the LTT for not releasing the civilians when they should have done, and it lay partly with the government for using heavy weapons in an area where they knew civilians to be. Now, the accusation, if you like, is that at a certain point we stopped giving the exact figures of civilians being killed, and we did do that, and that was a very difficult decision to take. But we took that decision because we were not present on the ground, and we couldn't be sure of the numbers we had previously and were giving. But that didn't mean we said we stopped talking about it. We simply said that the numbers of civilians being killed are very high, unacceptably high, and the government should stop using heavy weapons and stop behaving as if it's a free fire zone and recognise that the civilians are in very large numbers.
Were you at the time, you say that it was difficult to have all the information that you needed to produce, for example, precise casualty figures. Were you aware at the time of the scale of the death and destruction that was going on? Or was this something that came as a bit of a shock to you after the end of the war?
No, we were aware at the time. We couldn't say whether it was 100 a day or 500 a day, for example. But we knew that very large numbers of civilians were being killed. We were warning about the dangers of an even bigger bloodbath on the beaches if this went on. And we were making absolutely clear to the rest of the international community the full horror of what was going
on. Well, except forgive me for interrupting. I think what the report says very, very clearly is that full horror was not being disseminated. It certainly wasn't getting out into a public domain. And perhaps if it had been communicated, more might have been done. And it is the constant refrain about these terrible tragedies that happen, as in Rwanda, as here, that it's only afterwards that people wring their hands and say, why wasn't more done? The UN isn't...
Well,